This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rodney, good morning. How are we feeling about yesterday's loss, ma'am?
Good morning, man. Love the show. Appreciate you guys, man. All the takes. But listen, I said this to my wife. I said, look, this team needs to be blown up. If you can't win, if you're one of your best players is on the bench. And Draymond is obvious. A lot of times when Curry's not playing, he gets technicals. He wants to get kicked out of the game. It's no sense in having, if you want to win a championship, there's no way Curry should be on the bench and we still look like this. Like, we don't have a bench. We don't have nobody that wants to score. We look like we're playing at the Y or at the 24 Fitness. Like, it's just not good basketball. And the GM, future GMs, don't build your player or your team around one player. Otherwise, this is exactly what's going to happen. And last but not least, they are not in playoff shape. None of those guys are in playoff shape. Curry is not coming back. We're down 3-1. He's not going to risk an injury. Maybe if we were 3-3, but it's 3-1. He's not coming back, and it's just going to get worse. Mm.
But other than that, everything's okay. Thanks, Rodney.
I mean, his point about playoff shape, this is what I would say. Since Jimmy became a Warrior, they have had 43 games over 90 days.
It's been a lot.
Probably less than 90 days. That's not a lot of rest.
No.
A lot of games.
But
it's half a season in, you know, a very short impacted amount of time.
Didn't mean to cut you off there. And they dug themselves an early hole.
Yeah.
They were clinging to like a 10th seed when they traded for Jimmy Butler. They had to dig out of that. And that takes a lot of effort.
And I would say the last, you know, obviously the 11 playoff games, including the one play-in, plus the last, 15 games?
Yeah.
All felt like playoff style games.
Right.
So, yeah, they're exhausted right now. I mean, is that an excuse?
No. This just is what it is. It's just the reality.
Because the Timberwolves have the same exact wear and tear on them. But they have
younger legs. So that's baked into the equation. They have their best players are either 30 or 23. Juxtapose that with a 35-year-old, another 35-year-old, and an injured 37-year-old.
But if we've been watching this team all year, like the number one problem is shooting.
Yeah.
They don't have enough shooting. Right? And so... his point about you building around one player and da, da, da. Well, the problem is they have just redundant parts. Kevon Looney, not going to shoot at all.
No.
Trayce Jackson-Davis, not going to shoot at all. GP2 is, I mean, you actually have gotten a decent shooting season. But statistically,
he's not a shooter. Yeah.
Statistically,
yeah.
But when you watch the games, he passes up a lot of shots. JK's not a shooter.
No.
Moses Moody hasn't shot well for weeks.
No.
Maybe months.
Months at this point.
Pajemski hasn't shot well for weeks.
Weeks, yeah. There was a stretch where he was the best 3-point shooter in the NBA.
But weeks. Draymond Green hasn't shot well for weeks. So, again, Steph's a shooter. Buddy is streaky. We know that. Quentin Post hasn't shot well for weeks.
Yeah.
Who else is shooting well?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, no one.
Okay, so that's a problem. Defensively, you don't have a lot of point of attack defenders. GP2, we love him. He brings a lot to the table in terms of energy. He is not the on-ball lockdown defender he was just a couple years ago. Guys are bigger and stronger than him. It's not an indictment on him as a player. It's just a mismatch, right? And they really miss that athletic big who can dunk above the rim.
I do want to get to what Rodney said in that call, because I've heard that sentiment a couple times today. It's like, Steve Kerr, you can't adjust, and this is what happens when you predicate an entire offense around one player. I was like, well, let's take a step back. They've won 4 titles with this offense, with that player. Now
they've been built very different.
Built, sure, but he's been the main center point in all of it. That style is around Stephen Curry. He is at the center of it all. So yeah, when you lose a top 10 player in the history of the sport, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough if the Lakers lost LeBron. If it's going to be tough now for the Celtics, who lost Jason Tatum.
It's not like, just that. They lost one of the best two-way two guards of all time.
Yes.
Or at least the last 40 years. All time's a stretch, but of the last 40 years in Klay Thompson.
Yes, that was huge, and it was a diminished Klay Thompson, but the fact you lost him nonetheless, it's going to be difficult.
They've been searching for that two guard who can defend and shoot alongside Curry for how long?
And another guy, forever. And that's what everyone wants. That's what today's NBA is predicated on. Why do you think the Celtics won the title last year? Because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are those players.
It's why I'm going to talk myself into Drew Holiday in the offseason.
Another old man. That's going to be great.
But he can defend opposite Steph, and he has a little more size, and he can knock down a shot.
Till he gets hurt, and then he has to get his life alert. I know.
Joe, I know. This is what I do. I talk myself into things that
I know
are
irrational. Thank you, Priest. Where's Priest of Palo Alto today? I'm sure he's flexing on everyone. Take a step back with me. Like, let's relax on, you know, this team is too Steph centric. Yeah, maybe now it's a conversation. We weren't talking about that a couple weeks ago. We weren't. We're saying, wow, this team could go on a deep run. Maybe, just maybe, we could win it all. Wow, Steph's playing incredible basketball. Jimmy Butler playing incredible.
I think getting to the playoffs is for next year, at least whatever variation of the team, there is a real conversation in that you need to find more variety in your offense to take the load off of Steph so that he's not worn down to a nub come the most important time of the year.
Yes.
There is and multiplicity in a half court is a deadly thing in the playoffs. Like, for example, I look at Denver. They could throw it to Jokic. They could throw it to Gordon. They could have Jamal Murray out on the perimeter. And look, they might get extinguished. They might end up losing because they're not deep enough.
No.
And their guys are worn down. But they can kind of attack you in a variety of ways in the half court. That's why I like the Jimmy Butler acquisition, because he can attack you in a variety of ways. They just don't have the supplementary shooters opposite those guys to really give them that variety in the half court.
Listen, we'll get to if the series ends tomorrow, if it ends another time. Like, it's not over yet, but this does feel like a changing of the guard postseason. At this point, it does. With the likes of LeBron getting bounced early, we're probably going to see the Celtics get bounced now. Now, they're going to have some question marks in the offseason. Giannis is on the move. You know, Anthony Edwards is a game away from taking out LeBron, Luka, Steph, Jimmy. Now, Steph didn't play. It's tough to say that. It is what it is. It sucks. And yeah, you said it earlier. It's like, as a Warriors fan, I'm probably feeling like, hey, if we had a healthy Steph Curry, you know.
It sounds like a loser.
But you don't have a healthy Steph Curry because, unfortunately, like, we kind of said this was a possibility. He's 37 years old. Injuries happen. Sucks that it happened. I hope he can come back at some point. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't.
I mean, look at Boston this morning.
Right? Like, how are they feeling?
Like their whole run is over.
Over. That's how they're feeling right now.
I remember that feeling.
It sucks.
As a Warrior fan, we went through that.
It sucks. J-Dub's in Union City. He wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. J-Dub, good morning.
Fellas, good morning. I'll try to be quick here. First point, because I know this is something that's gone on for a few years about this Warriors way of basketball. I remember a superstar, one of the best offensive players, best players in NBA history, got hurt, and Warriors fans said all of a sudden it looked better. Of course, talking about Kevin Durant, right? So this
laughable
seems like a recurring
then.
Thing
it was laughable
just,
then, J-Dub. Continue.
And, yeah. And, of course, I'm not trying to compare Kuminga to Kevin Durant. It's just, again, that thing coming up. But I think it kind of leads to my overarching point was like this narrative and the way that Kuminga and Pajemski are viewed. And, you know, I get it. You know, a lot of people want to ask Steve Kerr about, you know, minutes and who's playing what. But I still feel like to an extent, a lot of that blame and responsibility goes even higher than him, right? Like if I just look at Kuminga and Pajemski, and this is not to knock on Pajemski at all, but I'm looking at your God-given talent and ability. Which player do you think you'd hear from an owner and, you know, the higher-ups that they'd be the future All-Star? Wait, and Chaff, you hit on this a little earlier, right? So it just seems like there is this feel of, no, that's what he's going to be, which does that tie down to, you know, he's going to be playing more through his errors and issues? I don't know, but I can't help but ask that question. It seems like that's also where a lot of Warriors fans, to an extent, kind of get that feel from. There's this one that's just lauded and praised for how, you know, he's what he's going to be. And then you have Kuminga that's here that's still trying to figure it out because I can't help but feel bad for him too. When you're a young guy and you don't know where your minutes are going to come, yes, you play sporadic. It's just natural.
Mm-hmm. You sound
so
like
that's
someone
the thing for him
that,
where, you know, it's up.
You sound like someone, this is what I try to explain
thanks,
to you.
J-Dub.
There are certain people who can come off the bench and play right away and be good, like Lou Williams. Like they find their way. There are other guys, like they kind of got to feel themselves out. And when you're worried about making a mistake,
yep.
What do you end up doing?
Make
you end up making a ton of mistakes.
Yeah, it's the
worst feeling.
Me in golf all the time. I couldn't drive a ball to save my life a couple weeks ago, Joe.
And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I couldn't do it the whole day. Thankfully, I made some putts to make up for it. But it's a great point. And that's, this whole Kuminga thing's fascinating now. I didn't expect this these last few games. I expected, you know, maybe he had a game here or two. He's just really good these last three games.
I don't think he's a star. I don't even know if he's a starter. Like
I don't know what Joe, he is yet. I don't know what he is.
Joe, I don't know. But I do know this. However they've handled it has been the wrong way. Either trading him prior because the coach isn't going to use him or he doesn't fit or the players don't like him or whatever. I don't know what it is. Or using him. There's been a disconnect.
Yes.
However they've utilized the Kuminga asset, the contract, the money, the player, whatever, they've mismanaged it.
Speaking of Jonathan Kuminga, Tony in San Diego wants people to stop blaming Jonathan Kuminga. Tony, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, so I think it's pretty crazy that the one guy that's, you know, athletic enough and just talented enough on the team playing right now because Steph is not there. The one guy that can do that is getting all the blame because he's not a winner. We don't have him because he's supposed to be the winner. The winners are supposed to be Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, those types of guys. They're the ones that are supposed to make the Warriors a winning team. My other point is that this Warriors basketball idea, you know, I love it. I love the ball movement. I love all those things. But I think we do have to get away at some point from feeling like the only person that should be, you know, taking important shots or this and that is 38-year-old Steph. Eventually, we have to find a way to make some of these young, talented players work. And if it's a compromise between old school Warriors basketball with Steph and Clay and some of the new school stuff and kind of find a way to meet in the middle, you got to do it. Okay. Because Warriors basketball, you know, the guys that play Warriors basketball are, you know, okay, Pods, Moody, Looney, GP2. Well, good luck with that. If that's the type of player you want to have, you know, up and down the roster, and then Steph, good luck. Who's going to score? Who's going to do anything that puts any fear into anybody? Okay, so you need players that are willing to, you know, attack and play to their strengths and go get a bucket. Okay, one quick other thing. Every team, every good team has at least one or two guys that are beefy enough to bang inside, okay, but good enough to stretch the floor and shoot outside and you know, shoot threes and shoot jumpers, right? We don't have that. We just don't have enough scoring, and it's like frustrating. The Randles, the Aaron Gordons, the Anthony Davises, you don't even need a star at that position, but you just need someone that can actually, you know, do more than one thing good. We have a bunch of guys who are nice to have guys who would be a great sixth, seventh, eighth man, but these guys are playing and starting sometimes. Okay. The Celtics they don't have, you know, GP2, Looney, Moody, Pods. There's no room for four or five of those types of guys on, you know, a really good team.
Well, are all hit threes too. Like Hauser will hit a three. Correct. He's occasional player. You know, Pritchard will hit threes. He's an off the bench player. The other point that he made, which I think is the best one, we're talking about Pods. We're talking about JK. Draymond hasn't been good enough.
No.
Like, he's just skating. I mean, he's just skating through this whole thing. If I would have told Warrior fans, Gobert would be better than him, Randall would be better than him. We know Anthony Edwards was going to have more impact than him. Jaden McDaniels has been on par, if not better than him. You would all say, yeah, there's not a chance in hell the Warriors are winning that series.
The guy that's been the Warriors' killer in the past hasn't really done that well against
them. Can't defend.
Can't defend. Yeah, he's hacking. They're exposing him.
So like,
Kuminga's exposing him.
You guys all want to argue in the comment section, on the text line, on Twitter and Instagram comment sections about JK and Pods. And look, JK's playing well, not well enough. Pods isn't playing well right now. All right? I hear that argument. And trust me, I'm as frustrated as anyone. Draymond Green, though, is just skating. He's just skating the criticism, not getting criticized at all. And I think Draymond Green has been terrible for what they've needed for them to advance without Steph Curry.
I wonder who Dub Nation feels like is getting most of a pass today. Who's getting the pass today from criticism? 888-957-9570 is the number.
But here's the other thing about Draymond, and I want to make this very clear.
Please.
People get mad when I say this. He cannot, whether it's this year, next year, like moving forward, he cannot be a 30-minute a night guy. He's a situational, defensive, rotational guy, and he's too old, and his offense is not there. As this league gets more and more athletic and more sophisticated, the book is out on him. The book is, we dare you to shoot from the outside. And he compromises so many lineups offensively that it has made it very challenging. And it's the untalked about thing when you're putting this roster together and this team together, he wants to play the four. So it's really hard to find a five that can fit alongside of him. He wants to play the four, but also be your de facto point guard on offense. Well, you also need another ball handler alongside of him because he really can't beat anyone off the dribble, right? He wants to play point guard. Both teams are going to sag off him and they're going to jump the passing lanes. All right. So all of the lineup combinations offensively that you play alongside Draymond Green have to be very specific. And he's a big reason why they have a good defensive rating. And he is a big reason why it is almost impossible with the current roster they have, sans Steph Curry, for them to put anything out there explosive offensively.
I think it's well said. And here's Draymond Green after the game talking about how the Wolves got going.
They shot the ball extremely well. I thought we defended good in spurts, but, you know, they got going and we never was able to put out the fire. So, got to give them a lot of credit. Kind of felt like they were due for a great shoot tonight. Sucks that it had to be tonight, but it was, and we just got to figure it out and coming back in game five.
Now, Draymond has had a couple of great games. Game seven against the Rockets, amazing. Game one of this series, I thought he was amazing. It's not enough. And I think we talk about age and the wear and tear of Steph Curry. Like, it's not enough for Draymond. Like, he doesn't have it in him to be that player every single night. And so you look at it, the overall series, Şengün had his way. The overall series, Julius Randle has had his way.
Yeah.
And then you're also forced to play because of other guys on the perimeter, more zone, which takes away from what Draymond does really, really well. Which is man-to-man defense.
It's all about consistency in the playoffs, as you're just saying right there.
I don't think he has it in him anymore. And I love Dre. He's had a great year. He's gassed, Joe.
He is. He's tired. And you know what? He's 35 years old. So, shame on us if we all thought there was going to be just this perfect version of this team and that trio. But we thought on a given night, right? It's like, okay, if Dre doesn't have it, well, Jimmy and Steph might have it. The problem is you lost Steph Curry. Like, that's baked into the equation through all this. So, yeah, you're down 3-1. I don't think it, makes you feel any better if you're a Warriors fan. Like, you don't have Steph. Like, it's just the reality. When you lose your best player and you're going up against the likes of an Anthony Edwards and the best version we've seen of a Julius Randle, and you got Gobert there, you got Jaden McDaniels, yeah, you're probably going to lose the series. You're down 3-1 right now. History is not on your side. Only 13 teams in the history of the NBA have come back from a 3-1 deficit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.